Welcome back, Steve.
I'm calm, professional female, and today we're turning our attention to Italian, not simply as a collection of words and grammar rules, but as a language meant to be heard, spoken, and used. Italian can feel wonderfully expressive from the very first phrases. Even a simple buongiorno, meaning good morning or good day, gives you a chance to practice clear vowels, natural rhythm, and confident delivery. And that is the real value of language practice. Each time you listen carefully and respond aloud, you strengthen the connection between what you understand and what you can actually say. As you begin, give yourself permission to speak before everything feels perfect. You do not need to master every ending or remember every word immediately. Instead, focus on recognizing useful patterns and producing them clearly. Short expressions such as "Come stai?" How are you? Or "Vorrei un caffè?" I would like a coffee, can become practical building blocks. Once they feel familiar, you can adapt them to new people, places, and situations. It also helps to listen for the music of Italian. Most vowels are pronounced distinctly, and words often flow together in smooth, regular phrases. Try repeating what you hear at the same pace, then more slowly if necessary. Notice where the voice rises, where it settles, and which syllables receive emphasis. This kind of imitation is not merely about accent. It trains your ear to recognize spoken Italian more quickly. You may encounter dialogue, vocabulary, pronunciation, and points of grammar along the way. Treat them as parts of one larger skill, communicating meaning. Grammar can show you how a phrase works, vocabulary gives you choices, and speaking practice turns that knowledge into something available in the moment. Keep your voice relaxed, participate whenever you are invited, and repeat a phrase more than once if it feels unfamiliar. Mistakes are not interruptions to practice, they are part of practice. Every attempt makes the next one easier. So, as we step into Italian, consider this. If you met an Italian speaker today, what simple greeting or everyday thought would you most want to express?